Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Kim Anderson, and last night my son was playing on my phone, and he said that this message popped up that said that I had won, that my number had been randomly selected to win a KitchenAid mixer or some mess like that, and all you had to pay was $2, and you got the mixer. And so he took my card. He was supposed to pay $2. The card said that, I don't know what happened, but it said it was declined, so I was fine with that. I was going to get up this morning and call my husband and find out why my card was declined. And then all of a sudden, I wake up to all these messages that said I need to get in touch with the fraud alert people. I called them. They were like, did you authorize a $59.99? I was like, no, I authorized $2. They were like, well, get in touch with your bank. So I don't even know who I'm dealing with. All I know is my bank gave me a 1-800 number, and I guess that's y'all, and I'm disputing the charges. So I done filed fraud with my bank. They told me I needed to get in touch with y'all to dispute whatever. I don't even know what I'm disputing, but I'm disputing $59.99.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code to assist you, ma'am?
39819.
I thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Kimberly Anderson.
You said it was 35819.
Oh, 39819.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And let's see. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Anderson. Could you please verify your address for security purposes, please?
1507 Twin Lakes Drive.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I pull up this account. Oh, yes, ma'am. You said your son actually had your card?
My son had my phone.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, Mom, this thing popped up on your phone. It said that you've been randomly selected to win a KitchenAid mixer from Walmart. It costs $2. I don't know if that was shipping and I don't know what it was. All I know was I agreed to $2. And then I woke up.
Stakes. What he did.
Well,
was
all
a
I know.
Sweepstakes entry, and in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it did inform him, and I'm quite sure he didn't read it. It informed him that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to a meal planning app, which happens to be Bite Hubs. It's one of our meal planning apps. And this could be reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like to keep it. But that's what it was. It was an entry into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer.
Well, all I know is he said that the card got declined.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know why. So I was going to get up this morning because my husband travels and he does all the banking. So I was going to get up this morning and find out why the card had been declined, only to find all these messages that said I needed to get in touch with the fraud center. So I was like, okay. So I called the fraud center and they were like, did you agree to $59.99? I said, no, I agreed to $2, but I didn't agree to $59. And then they cut off my card. I mean, like I said, I don't even know who I'm dealing with. My bank gave me a 1-800 number, and I guess that's y'all. So.
Yes, ma'am. We are actually a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. And the reason it declined, because I don't know, he tried to enter it, it looks like 3 to 4 times. He entered into it, and it declined all of the charges where it charged you the $59.99 to actually enter into the sweepstakes. He actually tried to enter it in at least 3 times, and it was declined. The last yes, ma'am. The last time it entered, it did go through. And now, since I can get you counseled out of this, and as I did say, if you would like to stay in it, I could get
no,
you.
No, I do not. Okay. I would like to be counseled out
of
it.
I went ahead and gotten you counseled out of this. That cancellation took effect immediately, ma'am, okay? So you can't be charged anything else. I can do a courtesy, one-time courtesy refund, and refund that $59.89 back to that card. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days for it to be refunded back to that card, okay?
Okay, well, I'll just keep checking with my bank.
Yes, ma'am, and I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like.
Yeah, hold on, let me get something to write that down.
Sure, let me know when you're ready.
Hold on, write down.
Yes, ma'am.
Number.
Okay.
All right.
That cancellation number would be C as in Charlie. That's 920-659-158.
All right. And I'm supposed to look for this number.
That would be the cancellation number. You can keep that as a reference. And as I did say, I went ahead and did a one-time courtesy refund, and that $59.89 should be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days.
And so this number would be sent to my email or what?
I can send it to your email if you'd like.
All right.
Okay, and I will send that confirmation that you have been canceled out of there, and I can send that to your email, okay?
Okay, the email will be all lowercase letters. It's A
mm-hmm.
as in Apple, N as in Nancy,
okay.
D as in dog, E as in elephant, 692 at bellsouth.net.
Alrighty, and I do thank you for that. And I will send that cancellation notification to that email, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a great day, okay?
You too. You have a great day.
Alrighty, bye-bye.